All right, so finally, Michael Roberts is the co-founder of Acler Open. I'm saying it right, I think?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. They have taken on a monumental task, which is to work with development organizations around the world to help them open their data, or at least understand why they should open their data. So I'm definitely interested to hear how you're going about that.
Great. So I guess I get 9 minutes because... So I work with Acler Open Data, and my sort of background in working in open data is I've been, formerly I used to work at an organization called IDRC, or International Development Research Center, based in Ottawa. And we've been struggling for a long time with this problem of sharing project activity information. And so before there was something called open data, we were just trying to share project activity information so that people could make better informed decisions, better development collaboration and coordination. And then about 3-4 years ago, there was a high-level meeting in Accra where development organizations in partner countries got together and said, we want to try to do a better job at sharing project activity information. Right now, donors, for example, share information in many cases by law with the OECD DAC. But what happens is you've got statisticians that take that information and they massage it. And by the time the data is actually released back to the public, it can be as long as a year and a half, even 2 years before that data gets back into the public. So what happens is partner countries were saying, we need better information because they're trying to do their planning for their budgeting. And so just to give you an example of how something like an IATI, which is now a kind of a common standard that's been adopted, and at the Busan meeting in South Korea, it's now been even adopted by the OECD DAC, and they're working on what they call the common standard. So there's a pilot project through the IATI initiative in Chasa, in the Democratic Republic of Congo. What was really interesting here is that we were working with the Ministry of Planning, and so they were getting information from the UK Foreign Affairs Department, or DFID as it's known, through their country office. We started publishing information in the IATI format. So DFID started sharing their project information in that kind of open data format. What we found was that the information that the government had, the Ministry of Planning had, in terms of commitments, forward planning budget commitments, was actually showing a lot less than the actual commitments. And not just a little bit, we're talking about £200 million less. So just from this little pilot, we're already showing that by having the organizations like the Department of Foreign Affairs for the UK share their information using a common standard, common license, open data in a public space, and then the government is taking that information and directly looking at it and importing it into their systems, they've got a direct feed to the information. It's timely, and that it's updated monthly rather than what's happening now, which is annually, or if you go to the DAC, maybe every 2 years. So the lesson, and this is a kind of an example, this just shows you how the DFID budget's coming directly from the IATI system and then through the Ministry of Planning through DFID's country office. You can see the difference there, and it's really substantial. This is just one small example. So in terms of the value of open data, something like publishing in an IATI format improves the accuracy of the data, so you can go directly to the source. It's updated frequently, so monthly, not yearly. You've got good access to forecast data. And also, it changes the relationship between the regional office of the Department of Foreign Affairs for the UK government and the ministry. No longer, like some other countries, just to give an example, people are sharing, it's almost unbelievable, but people are sharing data of millions of dollars on a memory stick. And so the process of sharing actually is they put the data on an Excel spreadsheet, put it on a memory stick, and they walk it to the World Bank or they walk it to another donor. And this is the sharing process that it really exists today. And so it by getting the data directly from the source in an open data format, it leaves those country offices opportunities instead of worrying about trying to share that information, but actually optimizing their relationship with the government to spend their time doing other things that may be more valuable. Well, here's a great picture of what our friends, Engineers Without Borders, I don't know if you've come across them. So CETA has now shared their data in the IATI format, so they're a signatory. We'll see what happens now that they're part of the Department of Foreign Affairs, so maybe there'll be more data being shared, hopefully. But this is an example of before. They're going around Canada showing CETA as a big, giant black box of $5 billion of funding, not knowing how that information and how that project spending is actually happening. And CETA first started sharing their data as open data, but then they joined the IATI initiative, and so now what they're doing is they're sharing it in a common format, which means that the data can be compared with other data that other donors are sharing, so you can aggregate it and do interesting things with it. Okay.